Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com.
Hi, I'm Alana Cahoon, and this is Creating Abundance for Radiant Health, Wealth, and Happiness. I am so happy to introduce today's guest, Dr. Sherry Rosenthal. She's known for her company, Wanderlust Entrepreneur. So anyone out there who hosts retreats or who wants to, listen in. Sherry has guided thousands of coaches and healers to run retreats that change lives and are profitable. She's had the honor of working with top names, including Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements. I've only read that book two or three times, and I've bought copies for all my friends. I don't know about you. Sherry's also got a gift for us, the Retreat Checklist and Jumpstart Guide. So stick around to the end so you can find out information about that. And here we are. Hello, Sherry. How are you?
Thank you so much for the introduction, Alana. I sound really fabulous. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And it's great being here with you and everybody today. Thank you.
Well, I've met you in person, and I can say to everyone, you are fabulous.
Thank you.
I remember we met, I think, a year ago at the Soulful Leadership Conference. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what a cool woman. So it's like, I don't even know. Where do we want to start? How about what inspired you to do this work?
Well, first of all, for people who don't know me at all, I used to be a podiatrist. And I practiced medicine for 18 years. I ran a surgical residency. I taught surgery. And I had reached a point in my life where I needed to make a change. I had gone through a couple of divorces, and I was unhappy in practice. And I didn't know what to do. So I did what like a typical hardcore Aries does, just burn everything to the ground, sold my practice, my house, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do next. And I ended up seeing a retreat from Don Miguel Ruiz. And that was my first retreat ever. I went on that retreat and it was literally life-changing. Never had experienced anything like that. And I was hooked. And so I started studying with him and I ended up running his business for 2 years and really learning the whole thing about designing retreats and marketing them and pricing them and the whole nine yards. And so went after his heart attack, and I went out on my own in 2003 and started teaching the Four Agreements and wrote a few books. And then it got to be like 2012, 13, and I felt I needed to do something different. And I had a travel agency that I opened in 2003 to run my own retreats through when I was teaching the Four Agreements. And I ended up doing a lot of retreat management for other retreat leaders. So I realized a lot of them were not filling their retreats or making the money that they should be, which was terrible because they are such amazing transformational leaders. So it was heartbreaking. And then I finally said to myself, why don't I teach people how to do that? Because I've been doing this for so long. And my travel agency had planned over 1,000 retreats. Planned and managed. So we know what we're doing. And that's how I got into it. And it's been the best thing because we have the most amazing community. I mean, people who create retreats obviously want to change lives. They are amazing people. And it's just so rewarding to see them actually getting paid what they should be getting paid and being able to get out there and reach the people they need to help, that are meant to help. So it's just, yeah, over the top rewarding in that way.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Well, I'm grateful that you're doing this for people like me, as a coach and a healer. So you entered into this whole world by going into a retreat yourself. And so for people who haven't gone to a retreat, maybe describe what the Four Agreements retreat was like for you and what you've seen today that people offer to, you know, what's the whole purpose of going on a retreat?
Well, I think a retreat is a time for people to get out of their ordinary circumstance. If you think like of a workshop, it's usually a couple of days you go back home. And normally you're more in a hotel room maybe or something like that. But a retreat is really an experiential type of event, deeply experiential. And if you do it the way that we teach, you're really aligning the location with what you're teaching. So for example, the retreat I went on with Don Miguel Ruiz was at Teotihuacan, Mexico, where you have the pyramid and the moon and the sun, and then this beautiful energy there. And he didn't lecture us. He took us out on the land to different places on the pyramid grounds and on top of the pyramid where we did a beautiful ceremony the last day. But you were on the energetic property doing certain things. So he had different things he had us do to bring realization to ourselves. And so it was a different way of learning for me that was more kinesthetic than, you know, a lot of times we're learning from auditory or we're learning from reading, but this was a full-out body experience that changed my life. So hopefully that made that a little clearer.
Yeah, no, I love retreats myself and they are transformational. You're there in person and the whole intention is to get out of the norm and to grow, right? To get rid of the icky stuff in life that's not working for you anymore and to learn. So some of the tools that you teach and you've learned and maybe even that you're seeing in your clients' retreats, what kind of transformational tools have you experienced and have you witnessed?
Well, I find that with our students, they come from so many different directions. The tools that they have in their toolbox are totally different. So in other words, you might find someone that uses dance to process through things or art or, you know, meditation or like Don Miguel taking you to a place where the energy there helps facilitate the process. Like one simple thing that he did was had us create our own funeral and to really sit with you took a stone and you were at the pyramids and you buried that stone and sat with yourself and with what every single person would say about you. And then to see, did you like that? And what would you change before you have that funeral? So it's very experiential. And then you have, for example, let's say you were teaching people how to speak in public. You could do that in a hotel room or you could do that in an amphitheater in Europe. Where people are standing in the space of ancient orators, that changes the level of transformation and experience. So it could be anything. It really depends on what the facilitator is sharing and how you match it with the location. And magic happens. I've seen things that you would never think would be transformational. Like, for example, a wine retreat, let's say. You would think, well, that's just a party, right?
Yeah.
But not necessarily. If people are creating dinner parties for work and a contract depends on that, and they learn how to, you know, create beautiful meals and learn how to match the wine and how that can take an experience to the next level and all kinds of very neat things that you could do could change someone's life. So it doesn't always, you know, we think of retreats, we think of the inner, you know, all that inner work, but then something like that has the side effect of the inner worth of confidence and feeling prepared and good. And that makes a difference in people's lives. So we've got to get out of the idea of retreats only being like yoga retreats, spiritual retreats, church retreats, because they can really be on any subject in any direction.
That is so interesting. Thank you for sharing that. I would have never, I wouldn't have thought you were going in the direction you were going in. I was picturing, you know, a bunch of girls just getting drunk together. But no, you know, having worked in the corporate world and hosting dinners, I can see how having that knowledge of wine and how it works with the meal and making it educational and experiential, you're giving a good feeling to people, making people happy. And really, that's what it's about. We're all seeking happiness, aren't we?
And learning something that is going to change their life, that they feel like, wow, I know now what to match this food with. I can make a dinner like one of my ex-husbands, I've had a couple, he was corporate and I used to make those dinners, and it would have been really nice if I knew what I was doing. I'd feel a lot more confident and we'd look more professional.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful. I love that. So I went to your website, which is, now do you pronounce your company Wanderlust or Wanderlust? Wanderlust. So it's W-A-N-D-E-R, Lust Entrepreneur, which is such a cool name, but it's your tagline that really struck me. And it's this: traveling the world, changing lives, making a fabulous income. So tell us more about that. When you say, like, when you just described the speaking retreat and you took us to someplace in Europe with this ancient amphitheater, that just almost gave me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. So the question here is, when you train people to either create their retreats or support their current ones, how do you do that? Like, what does this mean, traveling the world, changing lives, making a fabulous income?
Well, basically, there are people that want to just do a retreat in their own hometown or even in their own home. And there's nothing wrong with that. I want to put that out there. But a lot of us are wanderlusters, and we want to find a way to combine working in our business with the ability to travel, with those travel costs being covered by our retreats. So that right there is really nice. And then making a proper income, because a lot of times people, especially heart-based entrepreneurs, frame their retreats as like something, they look at it like, oh, I'm going to get my expenses paid. No, this is a part of your business. This is not a hobby. You need to be paid, because if we look at a retreat, it takes over 100 hours and a minimum to design the retreat, to create the sales page, to do all the marketing, to have the conversations with the people to see if it's a good match, to deliver the retreat, and then clean up after the retreat. And most retreat leaders are only thinking, oh, I just did a 5-day retreat. I made a couple of $1,000s. It's good. No, it's not good. Because when you divide that by 100 hours, you're looking at $20 an hour. You cannot run a business like that. And I think a lot of our heart-based entrepreneurs maybe came from a job before they started maybe coaching or teaching or doing this passion-driven, you know, thing that they have. They really don't understand that in a business, when you're an entrepreneur, there are so many aspects of your business that are unpaid time. So, you know, whether you're working on your accounting or you're doing some marketing material or writing your sales page, none of that is paid time. So you can't get the income you were making when you had a job, like maybe you were getting $15 an hour or $20 an hour or even $30. No, now you need to make hundreds of dollars an hour, because it needs to factor over every action you're taking in your business. So when you think of it that way and you really understand the structure of being an entrepreneur, you can start reframing the profitability of your retreats. This is not a hobby. You need to be paid for what you do because it is an exchange of energy. You are giving your heart and soul in a retreat. You are watching people coming weary and tired and stressed, and especially now, retreats more than ever are needed because look what's going on in the world. These people are coming and you're giving all your heart and soul. If you don't have that exchange of energy, it isn't right. So it isn't about like ripping people off and making millions of dollars. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a reasonable exchange of energy that makes it so your business is sustainable.
Yeah.
And that you make what you should be making in life for the hard work you do. Because you're holding space for people. People break down. People, you know, it's, you're giving your heart. I mean, I know for me, I give my heart and soul on these retreats. And I think this is a critical aspect.
I think what you just said is so valuable, especially to the heart-based entrepreneur out there listening. Your value is even valued more when you charge for it. So know that what you're doing is mission-based, heart-based, and so needed in today's world. So get out there. I'll get to your personal life in a minute, because I'm so curious about how you started this company. And because I love retreats. So we met at a retreat. It was the Soulful Leadership Retreat, which is all heart-based people and there to support their businesses. I used to run my own retreat called The Goddess Within, and that was before the pandemic, you know, pre-pandemic, still shifting my business to post-pandemic. So there's so many out there, but it sounds like you have a secondary business, Journeys of the Spirit. So Could you just give me an idea what these two do and how they support each other?
Yes. So Journeys of the Spirit is the travel company I started in 2003. So we do two things. We do retreat management.
Okay.
And we also do what I call bespoke travel. So we custom designed trips for people. Like, for example, my sister and her husband don't want to go on a tour with a tour company. They want their own itinerary and they want to go for 3 weeks where they want to go. So we custom piece together everything. And so we could also do that for a retreat also. So it's the two things really work well together, and they work well with Wanderlust Entrepreneur because a lot of our students that take our courses want us to manage their retreats, especially if, like a lot of times someone will have a retreat at a retreat center, like one location, and that really doesn't necessarily need our management. However, let's say you're taking a group to Japan and you're going to 5 different places and you have planes and trains and automobiles and like, you know, different tours and different things like that. You really need a company that's going to manage that operation. So that's where we really shine. And that's what that company is.
That's cool. So different levels, depending on where you are. So I know that I attended one of your events online, which I want to say it was like donation based, which was mind blowing. Tell me again what that was and share a little bit more about that.
Okay. Every year we do our Rock Your Profitable Sold Out retreat. Sometimes I change the name a little, but this year is our 5th year. So it depends on when people are listening to this particular segment, but this year it's May 6th through the 8th.
Okay.
And so the way that we do this is that you can come and pay whatever you want between $1 and $2.97. So if you pay $297, you'll have forever access to the material. And we load all of the replays and all the material onto our program platform. So you have all the access there. So even like we have people who can't make the times, but they just listen to the replays and they participate in the Facebook group and in the platform and put their homework in there. So they have a blast. And the reason we do this is because we don't want there to be a barrier for anybody to come and learn and see, is this for me? Should I be doing retreats? And it's not just for newbies. We have experienced people who also need to level up, like their retreats aren't selling the same way. There's more competition out there. Maybe they're not pricing correctly and they haven't been making the money they should be, or their retreats are not filling fast enough. So the event really is great for newbies and for experienced people. And, you know, like we put it on social media and sometimes people don't know me at all. If they want to pay a dollar, that's great. They can come in and learn. But we inevitably, people who come in and they pay a dollar, like by the end of the event, they're like, oh my God, if I would have known that this is what this event is, because it's more than 20 hours of content, I would have paid more than a dollar. They often end up feeling bad. But this is what we do the event for, so people can get to know, like, and trust us and see where we're coming from and understand the perspective that we're teaching from and why this is so important, why now more than ever you need to be doing retreats.
Well, I've already written down the dates I'm putting on my calendar, May 6th through 8th. And I love the title. What is that again? The Profitable Rocketable event.
It's Rock Your Profitable Sold Out Retreat.
Rock Your Profitable Sold Out Retreat. I love it. I mean, it's a bit of a tongue twister, but it's kind of fun. I like it.
It is. And we have a blast with it. And so, and like I said, it's the fifth year. And last year, we had over 5,000 people come. It was really fun.
That's awesome. All right. So I told the listeners I was going to ask about your personal life. And it's more like what I'd like to know is, as an entrepreneur yourself, right? You've shared that you went through a few divorces, but here you are today running two thriving, and I know thriving businesses. How do you manage stress? Because I'm an entrepreneur. Any entrepreneurs out there know that, oh, you go into this world thinking, oh, I'm in charge of my own calendar. I got all this free time. And before you know it, you're behind your computer or you're working from the first moment you wake up till the end. So, yeah, please share.
Yeah, I have days like that.
Yeah.
Or I run my event, like what I'm doing now, working 7 days a week. But it's during this period of time, especially to get the event, you know, perfect. So here's the thing. One thing I've noticed, and I never knew this until I started this business in 2014. And by the way, for people listening, I started it when I was 57. So I was no spring chicken. This is like my third business, you could say, or fourth, really. And if anyone is listening, wondering if they should start their passion business, yes, you should. I mean, you can do it at any time. And I did not grow up with all this technology that we use when we have an online business. And you just learn, you know, if you have the right attitude. So the thing is that I didn't realize is a lot of people really don't understand what it means even to be an entrepreneur. That when you have a business, it's not like a job. So it's comes home with you too, no matter what kind of boundaries you try to put on it. It's your life, really. It's a legacy thing that you're doing, and it's important. A lot of people do not know how to separate what is happening in their life from their business. And I was lucky enough to learn this when I was in medicine, because I don't care if I had a fight with my husband or if someone I love died, if I have a surgery the next day, I show up for that surgery 100%. And everything outside of that operating room no longer exists. So it's a way of learning how to deal with yourself in that when things happen in your life, you don't get, you know, beat up and beat down. You have to understand that whatever happens in your personal life cannot interfere with your business, short of you being sick, of course. I mean, and then you have to figure out what to do during that time because you must take care, your health comes first, of course. But there has to be a way of not letting, like, it was funny, someone emailed me just the other day and said, Sherry, my house got destroyed in the hurricane. I don't know if I can work on the program anymore. She was a student. I'm like, my husband's house is on St. Pete Beach. It got 5 feet of water the first hurricane and a tree fell on it the second one. It's gutted.
Oh,
I have that. And I have parents that just moved into an adult living community. And I had to go through 25 years of stuff with my mother to thin the herd for the move and to sell the house. And I have my own stuff going on with my own health and other things. I just had a best friend die from cancer. Don't tell me you, like, if this is what you want to run a retreat in your business, you're going to let the house get in the way? Like, that doesn't stop you from doing your work and creating your retreat. I don't see how the two connect because I have a destroyed house also. So
So what I'm hearing is that you believe as an entrepreneur to set strong boundaries between your personal life and your business life. Do not let the two interfere with each other. So I love hearing this, but as a heart-based entrepreneur, sometimes it's really hard for us guys to get out of our way.
It is, but that's where the four agreements really help me because this is crucial. Do not take anything personally. It's like, even if it's personal, you've gotta, that sucks the energy out of us. So if I take that hurricane house personally, it'll devastate me. It's life. Life happens. It's shitty sometimes. That's how it is.
Yeah.
You can't have this. I don't know anyone who has a charmed, perfect life. If there's someone out there, let them raise their hand because I don't know. Like, especially when you start getting into your 60s, like I am, like people are dying. People are getting sick. I've got two friends that need kidney transplants. I got the two friends, not just this one, another friend just died of cancer. Like shit is happening in life. I'm just being real.
Yeah.
You cannot let that stuff stop you because your business will grind to a halt. Everything that you built up will stop. And then you've got to start all over again, stop and start and stop and start. It doesn't work well. You've got to find a way to deal with your personal life in a more effective way. Don't take it personally.
All right. So you mentioned the book Four Agreements. I'm going to search my bookshelves all over the house to see if I can find my copy. I may have given it away. But what about, you said that you've written your own books. Tell us a little bit about that.
So when I was teaching the Four Agreements, they were three different books that I wrote, one on forgiveness that I turned into an online program. It's on Udemy. And then I was asked by Idiot's Guides to write a book. So it's the Idiot's Guide to Toltec Wisdom and on Amazon. And there's an interesting story with that. And also a book called Banish Mind Spam, which talks about that internal dialogue that gets us messed up. But here's a perfect example of what I was talking about. When I had the contract with Alpha Publishing, who does the Idiot's Guides, they needed the book to be finished by a specific date or it couldn't be published. Well, as it turns out, my father ended up in the hospital with a massive stroke and then he was dying.
No.
And I had to write the last two chapters next to my father's deathbed. And that is a perfect example of not letting anything stop you. Because if my father knew, think about this, if my father knew that that stopped me from doing that book, which he was so proud of,
yeah,
so excited that his daughter had this like book, it would have been like he would have come from the dead to like beat the crap out of me. It was like, you know, at some point in time, you just have to say, this is important. I have a contract. I must follow through on this contract to the end, regardless of whether or not I'm sitting in the room while my father is dying. It's just, I know other people may feel differently about that, but that's me.
So it's mindset. It's really mindset. And you use the phrase, don't take it personally. So I'm going to look up your books. I can't believe I don't already have them and had them in advance of this. And also, thank you for sharing your inspiration for starting this leg of your business later on in life. It's never, ever, ever too late. Don't give up on anything. Just keep striving, set strong boundaries between your work and your business life and other things.
Even in love, like I had sent an email out to my list letting them know that I was getting married a year and a half ago. So, you know, what was I, 65 and a half or 66? And people wrote back, Sherry, you've given me new hope that I could find love. It is never too late for anything. And this is marriage number 3 for both of us. And
awesome.
We're very, very happy. But
congratulations.
Thank you. I just think it's never too late. Not for business, not for love, not for anything. Just get your mindset in the right place.
I love it. Thank you so much. So everyone, this is Dr. Sherry Rosenthal. She is the owner, founder of Wanderlust Entrepreneurs. She's got a gift for us called the Retreat Checklist and Jumpstart. This is all going to be in our show notes. So please go online, look at your mobile device and just click on it so you can download that, get your information. May 6th through the 8th is your upcoming rock your profitable
sold out retreat.
Yay.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say that that jumpstart guide and checklist, the last few pages is a checklist they can print out multiple times, and it'll take them every time they do a retreat, they should print it out and check it off so they don't forget anything. Yeah.
Love checklist. Thank you very much. And thank you to all of the listeners. This is for you to create an abundant life filled with radiant health, wealth, and happiness, and maybe your own personal retreat. Until the next time, I'm Alana, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.